from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 18th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas, Cube Teardrop Pod Camper reshapes future of off-road tiny trailering, seamlessly bringing together the worlds of teardrop size off-road trailers and molded egg campers. Oregon's Motzman Engineering presents an equally compelling alternative that feels both vintage and brand new. It's the all-new Outranger camping trailer, and it relies on a molded composite construction shaped into a square form. It comes fully armed for off-roading, ready to camp in the most serene, scenic dispersed campsites you have the balls to chase down in your pickup, 4x4 or crossover. Next, people's ability to successfully navigate career changes depends on their adaptability and flexibility, skills that can be developed through training transition muscles. According to Sarah Whitman, assistant professor of management at Costello College of Business and of Industrial Organizational PS, ecology by courtesy at George Mason University, in a New Frontiers in Environmental Archaeology study, researchers in Spain examined part of one of these tombs, Chamber 3 in Tomb C209, to reconstruct how this burial space was used and reused between its construction during the 25th Dynasty 754-6, 156 BCE and the Ptolemaic period 305-3.0 BCE when it was abandoned. Second, from Fize.org. If your career feels chaotic, try this research-based workout routine. Up next, third, from Fize.org. Ancient Egyptian tomb shows how burial trends changed over hundreds of years. The Theta Necropolis, opposite Luxor, consists of more than 400 tombs. And then, a new paper published in the journal Frontiers and Environmental Archaeology outlines how Egyptian burial trends likely changed over the course of centuries, shifting from individual burials in elaborate coffins to reusing earlier burial sites for later interments, resulting in greater density and the occasional superposition of bodies. Fourth, from Ars Technica Science, Theban tomb reveals how Egyptian burial trends evolved in time. Egypt's Theban necropolis holds over 400 tombs, a rich resource for archaeologists eager to learn more about that region's ancient history. There has been prior research on the reuse of tombs in Thebes. Next, fifth, from Discover Magazine, a mummified dog and stacked bodies reveal a crowded Egyptian tomb's hidden order. The request could not be satisfied. Request blocked. We can't connect to the server for this app or website at this time. There might be too much traffic or a configuration error. Try again later or contact the app or website owner. If you provide content to customers through CloudFront, you can find steps to troubleshoot and help prevent this error by reviewing the CloudFront documentation. Generated by CloudFront, CloudFront request ID 206X37R37M, W02OKQZ67LO7SIVAHDIA at the UFO XDGUISAS VQ6DA and the WQ. Up next, 6th from Science Alert. Our survival might one day rely on nuking a city killer asteroid. Scientists just tested whether it'll work. If an asteroid above a certain size ever gets close enough to Earth, humanity may be in serious trouble. Even a relatively small space rock around the size of a football field would be large enough to completely destroy a city. Because some are so dark and non-reflective, asteroids can be hard to spot too, and it's not like we can just put up a shield that will gently deflect asteroids away. And then, 7th from The Career Archetypes by Joel Yuli. Transcending the fear of sacred work. In the face of fear, two possible responses emerge, fight or flight. Either one runs away from fear or attempts to destroy it. Another response is often missed and can be observed in the Eurasian native grass snake Natrix, who under threat goes limp, giving off the impression that it is dead. This survival technique is well adapted in humans too. We observe it when they come into contact with their sacred work and freeze. Unlike the grass snake, humans do not go limp. Instead, they hide private, unlived, but yearn for desires behind a wall of deflections and impossibilities. Next, 8th from The Researcher Daily. Vintage book collections worth having in your library. I found a digital trove of 272 historical works on Christianity. Everything from early biblical texts to church history and theological debates. It's searchable PDFs, so you can dive right into the sections that interest you. There's also a set of 416 vintage books on witchcraft, magic, alchemy, tarot, and related folklore. The collection pulls together everything from medieval grimoires to 19th century occult studies, all neatly indexed. If you're into self-improvement, there's a library of 142 books covering mental and physical well-being, diet, natural healing, and early psychology, plus a 52-title series on tea and coffee history, recipes, cultivation, trade routes, great for anyone who loves a good brew. Lastly, a 300-book astronomy archive and a 260-book compendium on traditional medicine round out the offerings. The astronomy set spans from Galileo to modern cosmology, while the medicine collection explores herbalism, Ayurveda, homeopathy, and other historic healing practices. Up next, 9th from Fize.org, molecular memory. How a mother's age echoes in her offspring's cells. In humans and many other animals, a mother's age can affect the physical and behavioral characteristics of the next generation. Scientists call these changes maternal age effects, and while they are widespread across the animal kingdom, researchers still don't fully understand how or why they occur. And then, 10th from New Atlas Gallery. This abandoned 1980s theme park in Korea finds a strange new life. 15 years after owners switched off the rides for the last time, an eerie and rusted amusement park happily in decay in Seoul's outskirts has become one of the city's coolest attractions. Category: holiday destinations, outdoors tags, Korea, South Korea, history, photography, theme parks, amusement park, travel, time travel, cats. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.